It's hard to say what is the bigger challenge, coming up with a coronavirus vaccine or getting it to people. I'm David Brancaccio. First, JP Morgan Chase is investigating whether some of its employees and customers misused or gamed the federal pandemic loans in the spring. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us here with details. What is the biggest of banks looking into here?
Well, JP Morgan Chase says it sent a memo to employees, and I read the memo. It says the company is looking into the role some of its workers may have played in the misuse of coronavirus relief money, and that behavior doesn't live up to its principles and may even be illegal.
Now, what government relief programs are we talking about?
The memo says some customers misused Paycheck Protection Program money, those PPP loans to keep businesses afloat. The memo also says there was misuse of unemployment benefits and money from other government programs.
Does JP Morgan Chase plan to do something about this?
It says it's doing all it can to identify instances of misuse that may be illegal and cooperating with law enforcement where appropriate.
Any sense of how widespread this misuse of relief money has become?
Well, a report from the Democratic staff of the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis found that tens of thousands of PPP loans could be subject to fraud. It says more than $1 billion in PPP loans went to companies that got multiple loans, even though that's not allowed, and more than $96 million worth of loans went to companies that have been excluded from doing business with the federal government.
Nancy, thank you. There's also word from the IRS that as many as 9 million people still need to claim their $1,200 stimulus checks. This is mostly people who typically don't file tax returns. You have until the middle of next month to register for the money. Markets after 3 days of plummeting technology stocks, index futures this morning suggest some stabilization today. The NASDAQ future is up 1.8% now. The S&P future is up 0.8%. Stock in the pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca is down 1.4% in London now after news it has paused giving shots of its coronavirus vaccine candidate to test volunteers because one patient had an unexplained reaction. Scientists say this is common in a drug trial to give researchers time to understand what happened. Shares of companies making other vaccines are up. Moderna up 5% in pre-market trading. BioNTech stock is up 3.8% in Germany. And making a vaccine is only part of the challenge. Also hard, giving it out. Some say the biggest logistical undertaking in human history. Here on the Marketplace Morning Report, we're covering this distribution challenge with regular coverage starting today. I spoke to Nancy Cass, a professor of bioethics and public health at Johns Hopkins and deputy director for public health in the Berman Institute of Bioethics there. There is a term we need, two words, vaccine nationalism.
So vaccine nationalism is a phrase that has come up in the context of COVID to mean that a particular country might want to make sure that all of its own people get vaccinated before the vaccine is shared with others. Essentially, it's a way of saying, if it's our vaccine, we want all of our people to have it first before anybody else in the world can have it.
And I can see as a matter of politics that you might want to, America first, in the case of the United States of America. But there's an ethical problem with that?
Absolutely. And I want to say that I think it goes beyond politics. I think you're absolutely right that there is a political angle here. But there is also, our leaders are trying their best to serve their own constituents. And if their constituents are clamoring to be able to get the vaccine, they're unemployed, they haven't been able to send their kids to school, it's understandable that they will want to be vaccinated. The challenge here is that this is an infectious disease. And so even if we weren't concerned about equity for its own sake, it becomes an impractical strategy to say that everybody in the United States deserves to be vaccinated before the vaccine can be shared with anyone else.
So in the event that these officials can figure out the equitable way to get enough coronavirus vaccine to India, to Brazil, to Argentina and beyond, in the U.S., we have to figure out who might get the vaccine earlier and who might get it later.
So both the people who are directly caring for people or directly involved in the COVID response and the people who are essential workers might be called instrumental, having instrumental value. It means that vaccinating them not only protects them because they are at greater risk because they have so much contact with so many people as a function of their jobs, but they also have the potential to expose so many people. Another group who become very important and in my mind then become the second group are people who themselves, because of their pre-existing health conditions, really at high risk for the most severe complications of COVID. Generally, people who are in the later years of their lives. It is often people with multiple other health conditions. And some of that tracks with racial and ethnic minorities, which just adds another layer to this. So while it is not true that all older people or all minority people are at highest risk, it is becoming clear that people who can check several boxes at once are clearly statistically and epidemiologically at highest risk for hospitalization from COVID and at highest risk for never leaving the hospital.
Nancy Cass is a professor of bioethics and public health at Johns Hopkins and deputy director for public health at the Berman Institute of Bioethics. Thank you so much.
A pleasure. Nice to talk to you, David.
I'll talk to Dr. Cass about the 20% of people in the U.S. who say they don't plan to get a COVID shot, marketplace.org, or our podcast if you miss it on the air later this week. We're calling this coverage Fast Track, the grand challenge of vaccinating the world against COVID-19. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.